gain of two. Brings up second and eight for the Bearcats in their own territory out to the 22-yard line.
Number 35, D.J. Ridener makes the tackle.
That's Kirk Tomoski's 13th carry of the night for 73 yards. His longest was 21. He also had a 17. Everything else is less than 5 yards. Second and eight from the 22. T formation is a handoff right through the middle to number 12, Bland. And Hubbard reaches there to meet him at the 25-yard line. Gain of three, and now it's third and five.
Alan Cook, first one to meet him.
Sweeney discussing it with Coffin on the sidelines. Bland checks out. Number 60, Austin Fisher comes in. Third and five coming up for the Bearcats at their own 25-yard line. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in this one. They trail by 14 to Howard Reach, 36-22. T formation, three men in the backfield. And it's Sweeney rolling to his right for the pass, and he has a man wide open at the 35-yard line. It's complete to number 88, the tight end, Jonathan Fisher, the 6'1" sophomore. It's good for 10 yards. The first complete pass, or second complete pass of the night, goes to Jonathan Fisher, and a first down for the Bearcats.
And back-to-back completions for quarterback Nick Sweeney. Fisher did a nice job making the catch across the field as he got hit quite hard as soon as he made the catch by quarterback and safety Eli Kraft.
This is a handoff to Kirk Tobosky around the right end. He keeps struggling for yards, and he gets about four more in the second effort right near the first down marker at the 44-yard line. He's shy by about a foot. Brings up second and a foot at the 44-yard line in their own territory. Suddenly, Ubley with a little momentum, and they need it. They have 5.5 minutes to score two touchdowns.
Correct. Colin Cook made the tackle there after a long nine. Ubley going to need more plays like that to get on the board quickly.
Second and a foot. Three men in the backfield. It's a handoff to Kibosky. He gets it. He's out to the 48-yard line to gain a four. And Ubley moves the chains another time for a new set of downs at the 47-yard line, according to the spot.
Number 40, Kyle Kramer makes the tackle.
Block also the 12th defender on the field now. This is a handoff to Ryan Haig right up the gut across midfield to about the 49-yard line into Harbor Reach territory. That's going to be a gain of just shy of 5 yards.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther makes the tackle. A little bit of a no-huddle offense here for Ubley as they sort of huddle, run two plays, and huddle again.
4:45 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by two touchdowns. 36-22 are the LA Bearcats at home against Tyler Beach. And it's Sweeney around the right end on the keeper out to the 43-yard line, knocked down by a slew of higher defenders, including Eli Kraft and number two, Travis Essmaker. Pretty close to the first down marker. They say it looks like he has it by about a yard out to the 42. So that's a gain of nine. Out to the 42-yard line. I'll be now with a little more swing in their step. They need it. They need every second to count. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. And it's a handoff to number 12. Brian Bland out to the 30-yard line to gain a 12. Broke right through the middle of the line and then broke another tackle, dragged him all the way to the 30-yard line. And Ubley's moving the chains yet again, and the clock has stopped temporarily to move the chains.
The senior there, Brian Bland, very patient, waiting for that hole to open up. And as soon as it did, he hit the hole very hard and got a quick 12 yards.
And off to the right side, this one's to Kibosky. Aaron Ginther's there to meet him, as well as number 40. Kyle Kramer. He's had a number of tackles tonight. That's a gain of five out to the 25-yard line, right near the right hash marker. Gain of five for number five, Kirk Kibosky. 3:47 left in the fourth, 36-22. This is the eighth play of this drive. Still in the T formation. Hand off to the left side to number 20, David Rakowski. Gets the first down by about 3 yards out to the 18-yard line. Move the chains one more time. Ubley marching right down the field and very quickly time here. And they're going no huddle now. 3.5 minutes to play. It's a handoff right up through the middle to Haig. He gets out to about the 10-yard line. Rakowski had that last one this time to Haig. Haig gets about 7 yards. And now second and three at the 10-yard line of Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach just kind of letting the clock run out here, almost in a small prevent defense, would you say, Dave?
Yeah, they're really not attacking the line of scrimmage, more or less just not giving up the big play, but willing to give up 3, 4, 5 yards of play here.
This one's to Kabowski around the right end, right near the first down marker at the 7-yard line. He may have gotten it on his second and three there. Gain of three regardless for Kabowski.
Number 40, Kyle Kramer made the tackle.
And they're going to bring out the markers to measure this one. It's very close. It was originally a second and three. Kabowski gets it right down to the first down marker at the 7-yard line. 2:54 left in the fourth quarter. All right, Dave, so if Ubley scores here, do they come out, do the onside kick, and hope for the best?
Absolutely, no question about it. You don't want to put the ball in Harbor Beach's hands. I like my odds better of recovering an onside kick versus forcing a turnover, a three and out, and burning up all my timeouts. I just think it's worth the risk.
And they got the first down by about 2 feet. Wasn't even close. So now a new set of downs, first and goal from the 7-yard line for Ubley. And better yet, they got to huddle up with the clock stopped with 2:54 left.
Oh, Coach Kaufman asking for that that measurement, even though he knew maybe it wasn't that close. Regardless, he doesn't have to spend a timeout, and he can give his chance, his offense a chance to take a breather and get a couple play calls made.
Kaufman and the Bearcats still have three timeouts in their possession. Sweeney rolls to his left, looking to pass. He has a man open in the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown, Ubley. It's yet again a one-possession game. This one's to number 30, Curtis Booms, the 6-foot senior tight end, grabs it in by about a yard into the end zone, and Dale makes it. Ubley 28, Harbor Beach 36.
Nice pass there by Nick Sweeney, and catch by Booms. Did a nice job just getting across the goal line, getting as much as he needed. And falling down, securing the ball all the way to the ground.
Lawler trying to make this a 7-point game, and he does so with a PAT good for Ubley. So now with 2:37 left in the fourth quarter, it's Harbor Beach 36, Ubley 29. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, More Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Well, the wind in the sky is not allowing any extra points to be missed, if that makes sense. 2:37 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach with a mere 7-point lead over Ubley. Ubley scored in the last one. That is now 5 straight touchdowns and 5 possessions in the second half for both teams combined. It took 11 plays and about 5 minutes, just shy of 5 minutes, for Ubley to score on that last drive. And they marched 82 yards down the field for that score. Ubley, more than likely, will be going for the onside kick here. Harbor Beach has the hands team out there. No different than their standard special teams. That's what happens when you play football in the thumb. 10 of their 11 players within the 40-yard line between the 50. There's the kick, and they squib it. And we have a... actually, Ubley got a little too handsy. They moved beyond the kick at the 40-yard line. Derek Krupp was all over it at the 48-yard line without a man near him even. So the penalty is against Ubley. So they're going to push Ubley back 5 yards, now to the 35-yard line, and they're going to re-kick it with 2:37 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 36, Ubley 29.
Basically what happened there, Clark, the ball is teed up at the 40-yard line, and before the kick was made, somebody on the far side of the field crossed the 40 before the ball was kicked. So basically a 5-yard offsides penalty, and like it never happened. Back in the fight.
Think about it. Here's the kick one more time from the